Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning Parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet, as we continue discussing the Azazel goat, the goat that's going to be thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur as an atonement for the sins of the Jewish people. Now, after the Kohen Gadol recited the Vidur, the confession that we discussed in the previous Mishnah while he was leaning his hands on the Azazel goat, what exactly would he do after that point, says the Mishnah, Misara l'mishahayim molicho, he handed it over to the one who was appointed to lead it to the cliff. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us whether this person who leads it to the cliff actually has to be a Kohen, says the Mishnah, called Kasher l'Halicho, that anyone is fit, technically, to lead it to the cliff. Ela she'asu ha'Kohanim Gedolim Keva v'lo ha'yum manichan es Yisrael l'Halicho. But the Kohanim Gedolim, they made it a set rule in the Beis HaMikdash that only Kohanim would lead it. They would not allow any non-Kohanim to lead it to the cliff. As some of the Mefarshim point out, that although this act of leading into the cliff was not an actual avoda, right, it wasn't a formal avoda in the Beis HaMikdash that can be done only by a Kohen, nonetheless, the Kohanim insisted that a Kohen perform it because he brought atonement, it brought forgiveness for the sins of the Jewish people. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, "Masev aholicho arsla v'yisrael ha'yad," that it happened to be that there was a man named Arsala. He in fact brought it to the cliff, and he was in fact a Yisrael. Therefore, we see that even non-Kohanim were allowed to perform this avoda, to perform this task of leading the goat to the cliff. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, as we describe the journey of the one who led the Azazel goat to the cliff, says the Mishnah, V'kevesh asu lo, they made a ramp for him that went above Yerushalayim, from the base of Mikdash to outside the city of Yerushalayim. Why did they do that? Mipnei habavliim shayum misalshim b'sa'aro v'omrim lo tol v'tzei. Because they wanted to protect him from the people from Bavel, who would literally pull at his hair and say to him, take the goat and leave. But since the sins of the Jewish people were on the line, they were forgiven as a result of the Azazel goat being thrown off of the cliff, therefore some people would try to hurry him along so that their forgiveness would come even sooner. Continuing to describe what happened along the journey, says the Mishnah, Miyakire Yerushalayim Hayum Malavinoso Atsuka Harishona. Some of the important men of Yerushalayim would escort him until the very first hut. Esther Sukkas mi Yerushalayim v'yatzok. There were 10 huts between Yerushalayim and the cliff. Tishim Ris Shiva Umechta L'chol Mil. And the distance from the city to the cliff was 90 Ris. And there are 7.5 Ris in a mil. So how many mil were there? There were 12 mil, because you have 90.5 divided by 7.5 equals 12 mil. The first of the 10 huts was 1 mil away from Yerushalayim, and each of the next 9 huts was 1 mil away from the previous one. The 10th hut was 2 mil from the cliff. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel taught us that after the Kohen Gadol recited the Vidur, the confession, while leaning his hands on the Azazel goat, what would he do? He would hand it over to the person that was appointed and designated to lead the goat to the cliff. Who has the ability to lead the goat to the cliff? So we said that anyone could technically do so, but the Kohanim Gedolim really wanted it to be a rule that only they would be the ones to lead the goat to the cliff, although Rabbi Yossi said that there was again the Arsala, who actually was a Yisrael, and he was responsible for 1 year leading the goat to the cliff, which we see clearly that even non-Kohanim are allowed to do that. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dal, and then the next Mishnah taught us that they make some sort of a ramp for him that went above Yerushalayim from the Beis HaMikdash to outside the city of Yerushalayim, because the Babylonians would basically try to pull at his hair and say, get out of here, go. They push him, so they had to make a ramp in order to protect him and in order to allow him to take the goat without letting him get hurt. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that there were huts that were set along his route, that some of the important men of Yerushalayim would escort him until the first hut. There were 10 huts from Yerushalayim and the cliff, and the distance from the city to the cliff was 90 ris, and there were 7.5 ris in a mil. So we see that there were 12 mil, and therefore we see here that the first of the 10 huts was 1 mil away from Yerushalayim, and each of the next 9 huts was 1 mil from the previous mil, from the previous hut. The 10th hut, there was 2 mil from the cliff. Have a great day.